Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a real quick daily editorial. I want to get Dr. Birnbaum's comments on the Biden family. She's a lot more politically astute than I ever thought she was. We're going to keep this down to about 5 minutes. Frieda, if you could do me a favor, give us an opinion on the Biden family.
Well, you know, who really cares about Hunter Biden? We care about his father, really. And all the words that we've been hearing in the media lately is kickback, the big guy, money laundering, quid pro quo, and he's not talking about it. So, you know, he won't give the prosecutor, he won't work with him. He wants to get rid of him before he gives $1 billion to Ukraine. What was that all about? This prosecutor wanted to investigate his son, and he went ahead. They got somebody who was much less skilled, maybe 1 or 2 years in the field. And will they mention that on the debate, that he is a thief and a liar? I don't think so. Donald Trump definitely have impeached by now. I mean, China has him in their pocket. His son received $1.5 billion from them, $3.5 million from Russia, and action speaks louder than words. He may appear politically correct, but Donald, really, Trump, has a record of creativity, economic, and foreign security. So if Trump did this, he would not be our president today. So he's going to raise taxes. You know, he really will be putting us into a recession if this is created. So who's really politically correct? Think about that. It's not what you say, but what you do. And we know that he has politicized the virus for his own benefit. And we have had a situation where we have become involved with politics and healthcare and education, and everything has really been working. And we'll get there again because his healthcare system, socialized medicine, illegal aliens, free healthcare, disarming people from fire guns, then the government can take over. Is this what we really want, to let criminals loose, support the squad, which is a radical left wing of Congress? I don't think so. I don't think that's what we want, and I don't think a lot of people want that as well.
Hey, you guys out there, I'm very pleasantly surprised and pretty impressed. I'd like, if you would, as our listeners, to ask Frieda some specific questions. As you could tell by her answer on this one, she puts in a lot of time in terms of getting material together on a pretty solid basis. I think that what she just said in a couple of minutes really spells it like it is. If anybody from the other side, by the way, would like to give an opposing view, that option is always available. Frieda, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening.